This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Old apple tree, old apple tree.
Oh, I see.
We've come to wassail thee.
Right, okay, so welcome to Nobody Panic. Each week we do a how-to. Does anyone want to do how to wassail?
That's right.
I haven't looked it up. I'll be learning.
Yes, very much.
Very much went in with the Gregorian chant energy.
I liked it.
It's apple. It's apple energy.
It's more apple than right. Gregorian chant.
So it's more like a jolly.
I think yes, but there's no reason you can't bring a chant.
You can always have a chant, of course, but it's not wholly about that kind of like solemn.
It's not a solemn experience.
I love that for them.
But you can definitely bring that. The nice thing about taking a completely medieval celebration is you can simply put your own spin on it. You can do whatever
you want to do. You want to be a monk.
You can.
Wouldn't recommend it, but it's fine.
You can do anything you want. Mm. I in many ways can't believe how long it's taken us to do wassailing, given how obsessed I am with wassailing.
Wassailing. I thought it was just a verb, an old verb.
An old
I didn't realise it had a day, a period of time. Really happy about that.
Why isn't it in the lexicon? Why aren't we all celebrating?
I can't wait to learn about it.
And then you'll hear it and you're like, that's why.
That's why
it's not it.
I can't wait. Okay. Well, before we do
the thing we have to do with the pig. Oh, that's why. That's
right.
Why it's
shall
not
we,
it. There's no pig,
shall
everyone.
We do our most adult things we've done this week section? Because we sometimes forget because we get so into
so
it.
So excited.
I felt that happening with wassailing.
Yeah, they were already jonesing.
I had no interest.
You're like, sorry, what about the pig?
Yeah.
Just spoiler up top, no pigs involved.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Pop a pig in just for a bit.
But you can. That's what you can do. You can sprinkle.
It will be a pig.
Your own pig. My adult thing is I'm wearing a polo neck.
Holy fuck. I did not. How did I not know?
Why? Right? What?
Tessa famously hates things on her neck.
Yeah.
And sort of sleeves.
Yeah.
And is that the Uniqlo Heat Tech?
Yes.
I bought one the other day as
it
well.
It is the Uniqlo Heat Tech.
Thin enough.
So thin.
Works, though.
Yes. Cannot recommend
that. You did, just before we started recording, Deza had like swathes of cloth over her and a hat, and there's a heater on her, and you were so cold.
We had to agree that I was a woman in the workplace, and I had to take some of the layers off. Mm. And no, I am wearing a polo neck.
Yes.
And
huge news.
Huge
Talk
news
me through
the
community.
Process. Thank you so much for asking. I watched You've Got Mail. I don't think I've seen, I watched the double. I watched Sleepless in Seattle, followed by You've Got Mail. And I was enchanted. Oh, mamma mia.
The chemistry.
We're not making rom-coms like this anymore.
No, now everyone in a rom-com sort of like knows they're in a rom-com a bit. And there's this like arch irony. Just be lovely and love each
Why
other,
can't you
I
be
think?
Lovely? And also Meg Ryan, what followed Meg Ryan, I suppose, was like kooky gals who were like very beautiful, but like pretending to have a kook. Whereas it's very joyful watching just a full kook.
She's so relatable.
I'm enchanted by her.
And Tom Hanks, he's so fit.
He's so fit and funny and nice, but also mean, but he knows he's mean. Oh my God, come on. When he's got the... Oh, correct God. Anyway.
Oh, correct God.
Oh, correct God. Also, Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah.
So good adult thing. Tom Hanks. Correct. God. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And this is good.
This is
how
we
start in the year afresh. Here we go. No. Okay. So anyway, I watched You've Got Mail. And her outfits, oh, come on. She's doing so many turtlenecks and then she's got like a little pinafore over the top. And I was like, I have those pinafores. Maybe I could try a turtleneck. Went to Uniqlo, got myself the thinnest possible heat tech. I really don't like things on my skin and I definitely don't like them on my neck. Never worn a turtleneck in my life. Trying it out. Put it on for 1 minute, just went like, oh, no. But then I styled it out.
Yeah.
I wore it all day yesterday and now I'm wearing it today.
It looks really good.
What do you think?
I think it looks excellent. It's a new vibe for you.
Thank you so much. I feel quite smart. I certainly feel like a winter woman.
Yeah, well, you've got your detachable cuffs, of course.
Of course. I feel the cold. And I have these cashmere cuffs that are an old jumper with the sleeves of a jumper with a hole in.
I can't believe that. You can, looking at them, I can.
Now you look at them, you're like, God, that's a rag. That's just a horrid rag.
I was just about to go, well, look, you've got yourself some, I guess it's so odd to have filthy, detachable cuffs.
They're filthy.
They're filthy, old, cut up, hold bits of sleeve that you're putting on top of your thing. Simply buy the hand warmer situation. You can literally buy them.
You're
just
a normal woman.
Please buy them.
And the amount of episodes we've done about like how to winter and like really getting through and like I'm really regressing, Stevie. And also I've got my canvas summer shoes on just with a bigger sock.
Look, what have you done that?
I don't know. I'm regressing. I'm struggling.
No, what you've done is in the last sort of few weeks, it's suddenly got very cold very quickly with no warning really.
Yeah.
So you have an adjustment period. And we're seeing it now.
We're
seeing it hard and fast. And now is your time to adjust. So before the end of the year, obviously this is January 2nd that you're listening to it. We're just recording a little bit before Christmas. Sorry to burst the bubble. By the time this episode airs, Tessa, you will have some cashmere cuffs on. You'll have your boots on. You'll be wearing your winter coat.
And I won't be wearing just a summer linen over the top of the...
You know what? Don't mind that.
Okay, great. Ooh.
You don't mind that. You are reusing it. You've layered it. If you were just wearing that and you're wearing like a hoodie underneath it, like, and then like a jumper on top of it, and then something else is a skirt that's also a shoe, then I have no issues with that. Whereas everything's matching, it's looking great. We've just got to get into those details.
Yeah, we've just got. Yeah,
look at your shellac nails. Like,
yes,
you're
I've got
not
my Christmas
regressing.
Nails on. My Christmas nails, everybody, look like Judy Garland's ruby slippers.
It does, and progression isn't a straight line.
Thank you so much. What's your adult thing?
My adult thing is that speech. Let's move on.
That was so nice. Your speech was so nice.
It's New Year, new me, new wassail.
New wassail, baby.
Yeah.
Let's wassail.
Okay. Oh, like, yeah. No, I didn't even know
but
how
it can
to
be
start.
Chant. It can be thing. The thing about my song, my apple tree song, I don't know what the tune is.
No, that was clear.
No one does.
No. Right. Of course. Because it's medieval times.
We only have the words.
Surely it must. Everything was green sleeves.
So it could have been old apple tree.
So you're doing green sleeves?
No, sorry. That was me trying to do a Gregorian chant.
Of course it was.
So there's no reason for it to be old apple tree. Like it doesn't.
I love you, are your apples.
Well, it's basically that.
Yeah.
So, but like, we don't know that,
love that
is the case, you know, so it could have been. So that's why I'm like, take this tradition, run with it. Mm. It's yours to take as you wish. So the word wassail, most likely from the Old Norse, of course.
Of course.
Vesail. And then we're like, right, but then what does that mean? Why are you just telling
us wassail.
That? So the wassail itself is the drink.
Could not have thought it would be less that.
No, right?
I mean, to be honest, I thought it was apples.
Yeah. No, it is apples.
Okay.
So wassailing itself is an ancient Yuletide tradition that involves drinking rituals, apple trees, apples, a sort of a banishing of bad spirits and a coming of a new harvest. And so...
This is just like my Sunday.
Right? And that's why I thought you'd like it. And salutation to the family and to neighbours. And so you go around saying wassail or what?
Less like my Sunday.
What?
Less like my Sunday. But, but you know, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Wassail!
Wassail! And then they say wassail. Like, so you say wassail to each other.
Why?
No, that's the thing. We aren't really sure. Right. No, we do know a bit.
To spread joy. Why do we do anything?
So the term vesel from the Old Norse, there's also a bit of Old English there. Of course, we all know the Old English. Hal wes pu.
Of course. Please. Also, it's like, play user.
Open. There are, I think I feel confident because there are so few Old English speakers in the country and yeah. I don't think any of them listen.
And when I did English literature and we did an Old English yeah. module and they all pronounced it like that. Wow. Okay, you didn't need to do it like that, but you did.
Yeah. The thing is that there's something about the ones like that that you're like, we actually don't know for sure what pronunciation yeah. was. So you guys have all just decided it's that.
Yeah.
You know?
Chaucer was like a Chaucer. Like,
yeah, why do we think that Chaucer?
Chaucer.
Chaucer. Chaucer. So
yeah, why are you shouting so much?
If you are listening, being like, sorry, what are they? Well, what's happened? What's happened to them? Go on YouTube and search anybody's either doing a Chaucerian,
yeah, or like
Chaucerian poem,
Beowulf,
or speaking not really Old English in any way, and see somebody doing it, and you'll be like, gosh,
yeah, they're right.
That is a surprise.
But also, they always would do any poem. They would put on a poem, weird poem voice, and be like, I don't know. Hello, it's a poem. Like, why? You have to,
right, yeah.
So I think it's a lot of that going on.
Very performative in a way that you're like, but this is actually how people spoke. And I don't know if they can have been that performative in their day to day.
Yeah, like they just needed the loo or something. And they were like, I need another one. Like, okay, just, it's fine.
Fine. Sorry. The snorting is new and I don't know how to stop it.
It's very charming. It's very Meg Ryan.
It's very Meg Ryan. She puts on a polo neck and immediately starts to snort. Okay. So
it was funny because it's like we all went through our Meg Ryan phase like so long ago and you've like just entered it. Like,
I only just discovered it.
Sorry, she's like really attractive and like kooky. And
maybe like, sorry, I've not seen Sleepless in Seattle.
In Seattle.
It might be Seattle because it might be the Old English.
That's a Leopoldus or Seattle. Yeah.
You're very good at it.
Thank you. I did an Old English module in Old English. So
incredible. What was taught in Old English? That's wild.
No. They just spoke a lot. Right. And there's a lot of translation. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like the whole thing.
What are we doing, lads?
What are we doing?
Fascinating, though.
It actually was quite fascinating.
I think all the things like that are fascinating.
But very old stories are often quite boring. That's the thing because it's not got
it's
a
so
twist.
Boring followed by like a butthole.
Yeah, a butthole. It's like, and then he gets his butthole on. You're like, how? What?
And then someone's like, put something up the butthole. And you're like, what?
Okay, Beowulf.
There's some of the Chaucer poems that you're like, oh yeah. Right, they're obviously big Chaucer poems. I don't know them, but they must be yeah. about like love and fighting
it's
or something.
About
and
it's vaginas.
Like, one woman just puts her whole vagina out the window or something. Yeah. And you're like, all right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so the term vesel, vesper, means good health.
Just like two completely different.
Well, one was the Norse and one was the Old English.
Vesel and vesper.
Yeah. So I'm giving both the gravitas they deserve.
I love that.
Their literal translation is to be in good health or be fortunate. So it's literally just a sort of happy new year and good wishes. And vasel just means like to your health. Like it's literally just cheers, basically. And we might say hail and farewell. And they're all sort of stem from the same bit of the word. And it was also this thing that you cheersed when you drank anything the rest of the year.
Okay.
And so in sort of 12th century, 1140, this is sort of the earliest time anyone sort of writes down about the ceremony. Mm-hmm. But we don't know how long they've been at it for before right. someone thought to put pen to paper.
Of course.
For God's sake.
Biros didn't exist until 1140.
But famously, when Geoffrey of Monmouth found a pen. It continues to exist in some areas, in big cider areas of the country. And Bristol and Cornwall and some areas like that still continue to celebrate it today, which is very exciting. So you can go to a proper one, and I'm sure it's...
Oh my God, I'd love to go to like a Cornish wassailing ceremony.
I hear it's amazing. And
it's so good.
And you can.
Yeah.
So wassailing takes place on Twelfth Night, which is the 12th day after Christmas. Feels unrelated to the fact that the kings were showing up. I think it feels totally separate to the
right.
nativity story. And yet, why the same day? Mm. But it can be celebrated at any time in January. So pick a day at will. Don't panic if you miss Twelfth Night, which is the 6th of January this year. So you got 4 days, but don't panic because you can do it anytime.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, what do you need to wassail?
Friends?
Friends, please. You could wassail solo.
Okay.
It could be a private thing.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. But it would be funner.
Cheers yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cheersing experience. So, it would be nice if there were pals, but you definitely could do it solo. Basically, a sort of hot mulled cider.
Oh, love it.
Right? So achievable. And then, bit of a tricky one, this, an apple tree.
Oh, that is hard.
Bit of a tricky one. But
what about like a bowl of apples?
Can I swap you out just any plant in your house?
Okay.
Because it's more about a living thing than it is the apple. But let's get the apples on the table.
Around the plant.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like a Jessica's party. Let's get the apples around the living plant.
Grab your mug. Get the Nordic chanting on. Where a go. Okay. So the basic premise of what I'm saying is that you went out at night. It's dark, by the way.
So are you going out like the midnight before the day of the wassail?
You're going out midnight, like 10 p.m. on the 6th.
Great.
On the night of Twelfth Night, as opposed to welcome it in. And you're putting behind you Yuletide. You're welcoming in the new year. And you're also, oh, sorry, I forgot, crucial, you also need pans. I got to get your pans in.
Right.
Because you need to be banging your pans.
For the NHS. Why are you banging your pants? Joy. Yes?
Spirits. Okay. Evil spirits.
Right.
I was just so distracted by reading here that if you miss Twelfth Night, either the 6th or the 5th of January, you can still wassail on Old Twelvey Night and the 17th.
Feels like they've just said made up Twelvey Night.
Which they had to do. You know that year they swapped from the Gregorian calendar to the Julian calendar?
Oh, I remember. It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. It's basically having just been like winter, summer, night, day.
Yeah.
Someone starts being like introducing clocks being like days.
Days.
Days. And you're like, oh, bloody hell.
Spring.
Lot to keep up with now, isn't there? Yeah. Spring, that's new. So in sort of 1700s, the Gregorian calendar enters the fall. And I think there was a bit of a mess up with where the date was. So I think they missed Twelfth Night.
I just called it Old Twelvey Night.
Twelvey Night. And thought like, no one will notice because of Old Twelvey Night. It has, there's crossover with sort of a caroling thing, that it might be a sort of door-to-door thing to go around. And so what you might do, and again, you'd have to make sure your neighbours were up to speed and ready for you.
Yes.
But you might go and knock on your neighbour's door, big group of you. You've got a big bowl of punch.
Right.
Your apple cider punch.
Okay.
You sing your song at them.
Is it the apple tree song?
Yeah.
Probably.
You sing your wassailing song. We're going to get to the song in a minute.
Great. Okay.
You then would offer them a cup from your big bowl of punch. Mm-hmm. They would then drink it. Then you'd give them a pan.
You'd give them a pan?
Yeah, to go. And then you'd say, come on out, because we're going to do the spirits in your apple tree.
Right. To scare the spirits away.
We scare the evil spirits away out of the tree.
Right. Like pumpkins on Halloween, something.
It's very similar. Okay. All similar energy of like, we're banging, we're making a big scene. Get the evil spirits out of the apple tree. Let's have a good harvest.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do need that.
Desperately.
Yeah.
But if neighbours were not prepared, bit of a shock.
Yeah. My neighbours would not really understand what was going on.
No.
That's fine. You know you should have a wassailing party.
Well, I haven't got a tree, but I've got a plant.
You put some apples around it.
Yeah.
Put your own spin on it. You've just been telling me.
I have. Exactly that.
And now you can be like, well, I don't have an apple tree, so I can't wassail. Like, I think you, of all people, can wassail.
I can.
Take a plant out of your house, put it on the roof terrace, put apples around it, we all run around banging the pans.
Exactly right.
Slip a note under the door of all your neighbours saying, we're going to be banging pans at about 10 p.m.
Do you want to get involved?
Yeah.
It's the spirits, but it also turns out, bit of a surprise, we're waking up the apple trees.
Didn't expect that. At the same time as the spirits leave, apples awake.
Apples awake. Being like, wake up. There's a lot for them, actually.
I see why you do need a live plant. Otherwise, that really wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to connect with that. That's the thing. A bowl of apples wouldn't really connect.
No, because it's a bit of, it's very much like putting aside the winter. Here we go.
Connecting
wake up.
Connecting to nature.
Connecting to nature, all of that shit. Which is why I'm like, any old plant or any old tree will do. Doesn't have to be an apple tree. But if you can find one, oh, you've hit the jackpot.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
out you go to wassail your tree. I'd have made my family do it, obviously. There is an apple tree. The year that we did it, it produced the weirdest and most rotten looking apples you've ever seen.
That makes sense.
And we were like, I guess we wassailed too hard and too weird.
We wassailed too weird.
Another thing that you can do is, it's so casually suggested, firing a gun through the branches.
Again, a bowl of apples in your flat. I'm not going
to...
Shooting a bowl of apples. Yeah.
Shoot the bowl of apples.
Okay. I think like that's like optional, you know.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know, American, you might have one.
Get the gun out, shoot through the tree. Again, it's all wake up, get rid of those evil spirits. Mm. You might want to choose a wassail king and queen.
Oh, I think that's doable.
I think that's absolutely. Who would be lead the song? The wassail queen will then be lifted up into the boughs of the tree.
Oh God, the tree has so much more. Yeah. It's so much more integral. It's getting more and more like
the tree really
points to the tree and go, that's a tree. You know, it's so obviously a tree. Okay, yes. So into boughs of the tree.
So then she would then give some of the apple cider punch that we've made to pour it on the tree, or just leave a cup in the boughs of the branch. The cider should obviously be made from the apples of that tree. Oh. So it's to say like, great job. Last year.
Thank you.
Just want to show you, Christmas bonus, if you will. Just want to show you what we've made with your apples.
Yes.
And thank you so much for your work and see you next year.
That's nice.
It is quite nice. It's a real nice big full circle experience. So the drink itself is like a hot mulled punch. So you can sort of put anything you like. It doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Great.
Could just be apple juice if you're not drinking. Throw some apples in.
Oh, of course.
You want to be throwing in some sugar, some cinnamon, some ginger, some nutmeg. Come on. This is nice. Apples, oranges. It feels crazy to put an orange in there because this is Apples Day.
Yeah.
So don't be putting oranges, I don't think.
Although they probably didn't have oranges in like 1140, you know? If you can't fire the gun, then stick to the things that you can.
Exactly right.
Follow.
They were also quite into, and this is a surprise to me about when sort of toast was invented, but there's toast.
Is it not toasting?
No, it's actually, I thought that as well.
It's toast.
It's pieces of toasted bread dipped in the drink. The villagers circle the largest apple tree. They hang the pieces of toast soaked in cider in the branches.
For the birds. Amazing.
Specifically for the robins, who represent the good spirits of the tree. So we're scaring away the bad ones and we're welcoming back the birds.
I've never 180'd on toast so quickly in my life.
Me neither. I was like, what the hell? I was like, I'm not even mentioning the toast. No, the toast is integral.
Oh my God, the toast is for the birds.
Me being like, oh, don't you dare put that toast in that drink. If you don't put the toast in the drink,
drunk
I'll kill
robins.
You.
Yeah. So if they're going to be slightly tipsy.
The old drunk robins are there.
I love it.
Oh, this is so nice. Okay, so now as we're hanging up our toast, we're singing our song. This is, of course, the Gloucestershire wassail.
Yes.
But you can make it your own. What do you think the tune is?
That's a big question. La, 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 la. No, to the tune of Greensleeves. La, 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 la.
Thank you so much for your Greensleeves suggestion. Well, I'll be trying to do Greensleeves.
Okay.
Wassail. Wassail.
Yeah,
it's more so a spoken word. If you can't sing, do your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay, wassail, wassail all over town. Our toast is white and our ale is brown.
This is the horrible histories version of wassailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our bowl is made of the white maple tree, and with the wassailing bowl, we'll drink to thee.
That's great.
Thank you. I didn't make it up.
No, I know, but I love it. So are we singing this while the woman's in the boughs of the tree and the toast has been... Hung up for the robins. Is the woman still in the boughs of the tree?
Yeah.
And okay, great. Just making sure.
She can go up at any point that you feel...
Fine. Okay, great.
...is right in your personal ceremony.
And she can stay there if she likes.
And then she puts a toast up there in the boughs for the robins, and she shows the drink, and she pours it on the tree to say how well she did, and then she leaves the cup up there.
Got it. Okay.
For the next year. So I suppose every time she goes up,
like a moldy old
last year's cup is up there.
I bet back in the day, cups lasted. You know? Yeah. They were made of like stone.
Yeah, but like whatever's in there is just like a fungus now. It's been up the tree for a year if there was like any more drink in there. Yeah. So up to you. Up to you what happens with the cup.
Feel. Yeah.
And then the other song is old apple tree, we've come now to wassail thee, to bear and to bow apples are now.
Feels like that's gone wrong somewhere.
What do we think the word e-now means?
Enough.
Wow. I can't believe I couldn't guess that. not to discredit your amazing degree in old English.
No.
But me being like, Stevie, what the hell is he now?
It's so close to the word enough.
Yeah. Okay. We've come to wassail thee, to bear and to bow. Apples are now. Hats full, caps full, 3 bushel bags full, barns full, and a little heap under the stairs.
Not big on rhyming no, at the
that's
end.
That's genuinely the song.
And a little heap under the stairs. She's so right.
Do you want to have a little go at the tune?
And, oh, there's a bit more.
Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah. They just add E on the end of loads of words. So it says like, next to crown the bowl full of with gentle lamb's wool. Add a sugar, nutmeg and ginger with store of ale too. And thus ye must ado. Final line. To make the wassail a swinger.
A swinger. One word or a swinger?
One word. Clicking through to Wikipedia. To what is a swinger? It is one who swings.
Getting their money's worth from that degree.
Oh, Wikipedia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which means
thanking you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. God. Wassail the tree that they may bear many a plum and many a pear. That's quite good.
That is
good. Oh, for more or less fruits they will bring as you do give them wassailing. Not clear what we mean there.
Yeah, it's not clear, but it does scan.
Yeah, at least it's something.
More than some, and then some on the stairs over there.
Yeah, and a little heap under the stairs.
The stairs. People are desperately trying to make stairs rhyme with bow.
Right?
Stairs.
In our wind about, yeah. Oh, you can do, if you celebrate today, they push a small apple sapling. So it doesn't even have to, you don't even have to have an apple tree. You could have like a little tiny plant.
Oh.
They pin the toast on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But at least, you know, if it doesn't have to be a big tree, it can just be any essence of a plant or a thing, or it has to be living though.
That's nice.
Somebody, a few years later, they rethought the hats full, caps full, 3 bushels, bags full. And now, of course, it normally goes all under the stairs, but they've all gone all under one tree. Hurrah, hurrah. So that's something.
Great. It doesn't still rhyme.
Still
like it is
no
good.
Rhyming. I guess we just weren't into that in the old days.
No. No. And nor should they be. Rhyming, of course, invented in the 14th century.
Okay, and then something I don't particularly care for. A folktale from Somerset reflecting this custom tells of the apple tree man. Already I'm spooked. I don't like the idea.
The apple tree man.
I don't want him. No, thank you. No, thank you. The spirit of the oldest apple tree in an orchard and in whom the fertility of the orchard is thought to reside. In the tale, a man offers his last mug of mulled cider to the tree in his orchard and is rewarded by the apple tree man, who reveals to him the location of buried gold.
I was wondering when the buried gold would come into it.
Where's that, for God's sake? Your mug, your wassail bowl that you hand out needs to be something nice because you sort of are passing the bowl. Just you want to make your wassailing cup. Basically, bring your best mug.
Yeah, or like a goblet or something.
A goblet or something that's your precious, like, oh, this only comes out once a year for wassailing. Or just something precious that ideally should have 2 handles, if it can, about, you know, community.
Like an urn.
Like an urn, if you will. Tip the ashes out of the urn and bring that to wassail.
Wassail.
And wassail away. Wow. No, just something that originally would have been all been passed around. We would have shared communally of the big wassailing bowl. It was a real, like, a sense of community that we all go out. We bang our pans. We welcome in the new year. We put a woman in a tree and we don't get her down again.
No. And then there's toast up there for the birds. That's lovely. I maintain that you should have a wassailing party. I think that would be really fun.
Sorry. And then last bit is some wassailing traditions involved the puzzling wassail jug. It was a jug that had many, many holes in it. So as soon as you attempted to drink it, you basically got covered in the drink.
Hilarious prank.
A hilarious prank.
Right.
That's lovely to see pranks of the past.
That's sort of like when, Nobody Panic was sponsored by Athletic Greens and we got given a shaker and I borrowed your shaker. And for some reason, your shaker has a hole in it. So I just shook, ha, 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 and then it just went everywhere. So you've done the wassailing prank on me.
Fantastic.
You're wassailing without even realising.
Every day I'm wassailing. Every day I'm wassailing. So that is the full correct traditions for the wassail.
Great.
You can take any of these that feel good. And you can leave behind any that don't.
I love that.
And that's the magic of the wassail. It's a, but it is definitely the things that you must take are the pans. I must have you bang the pans and I must have you a sun plant. A plant of any kind.
Maybe like an apple involved at some point. I would love that.
Well, I think you've got the drink. So you can't be wassailing without the drink. And again, it doesn't have to be alcoholic, but it absolutely can be.
Yeah.
Get a lovely hot mulled punchy cider. Come on. And then coats on as a community. I'm going to completely retract what I said about doing it alone. And I'm going to say not allowed.
Yeah.
Plenty of festivals and things you can celebrate alone. But this is one about community.
Even just one other person.
And go out and find a tree and be like, okay, we're doing this now.
Get in it.
It can take ages or it can be very quick. Mm. And then people are already in your house and it's like, do you want to come for a wassail and then dinner? Yes, please.
Yeah.
I'd love to wassail your trees.
If someone invited me to a wassailing party and dinner, I'd be like, I would just be beside myself.
Right. And imagine if you someone who invited you who had like more than one tree that you could do all the trees. And you could do the whole orchard. If you have got a massive orchard, I mean, who are we speaking to at this point? Anybody there panicking about how big their orchard is and they can't wassail every tree, you'd simply pick the youngest and the oldest.
Oh, that's nice. Okay,
and you wassail them. But if you've only got a handful, do all three. And then it's a toast for the tree, toast for you. I mean, sorry, physical, not physical. Very confusing. They've introduced physical toast in this.
Yeah.
And I'm open to what you're saying, which is like maybe along the way a translator was like, well, it's toast, like burnt.
Yeah, it's bread. Burnt bread.
But it's really just, so it's very confusing to be toasting something with some toast.
Yeah.
Anyway, pour one out. Oh. Pour one out for Tupac, pour one out for the tree, have one for yourself.
Pour one out for Tupac.
Isn't that what we say?
Yeah. Famous wassailer as well.
Famous wassailer. He'd have loved it.
He'd have loved it. That's the take home.
If there's one message you can all learn.
Tupac was still here. He'd be wassailing.
He'd be wassailing.
Thank you so much. That was lovely.
You're so welcome.
Happy New Year.
Well, greet me as... Oh.
Evil spirits away. Okay. Oh.
That's good.
Evil spirits away.
Studio, wake up. Very good. I'm the lady up the tree. I've chosen myself the wassail queen, but you can be the wassail king.
Thank you.
God bless. Pour one out. I hope the podcast studio brings us a plentiful harvest this year.
Yes.
And we dispel all the bad energy and bad spirits. And we welcome in the new year to a wonderful and plentiful spring. To Stevie, I say, Verheil, was für Paar.
I thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.